What's not to like about a dragon?
Who doesn't like dragons?
You know,
my brother.
You hear a lot of that on Saturday nights at Galesburg's Gaming Store for the win. Players tearing open a pack of Magic the Gathering cards, looking for a new weapon or defense. But it's not just any Saturday night. The store is celebrating the pre-release of the game's latest expansion set, Fate Reforged. Danny Lim has been playing Magic the Gathering for more than 20 years, making him the elder statesman of the players at For the Win. He says it was another famous strategy game, Dungeons & Dragons, that got him started.
Growing up playing D&D, you know how to play certain characters, certain creature types and that. With Magic, they influence that a lot. So if you love the D&D style, Magic is the way to go. It'll evolve your mind into gaming so much.
Lim will get to test his skills on this night. A tournament is about to take place, so long plastic card tables line the back of the store. There are more than 12,000 unique cards in Magic the Gathering, but during a battle, a planeswalker, as competitors are known in the game, can only use a hand-picked deck of 60 cards. Lim says the gameplay and the ability to have more than two people play at a time are reasons why he's stayed a fan of Magic. He says the regular players in Galesburg feature a wide range of skill sets.
We've got the tabletop competitors. We've got guys who play actually real competitive Magic, where they can actually try to get into what they call the pro tour and actually make real money off of the game, as well as to the young kids who are growing up and getting into it, who just love just to play the game.
Taking five.
Ooh.
Is that the ferocious two or no?
No, it's just +3/+3.
One of those young players is 15-year-old Michael Quigley. He has been playing the game for around 3 years, after being introduced to it through a friend at church. Quigley credits Lim for helping him develop and grow as a player.
Most of my decks, I usually get cards from him. He's a really good person to trade with. He's just a really big help.
Quigley likes the artwork on the cards. One of the most famous cards in the game is a simple painting of a black flower. Another features a demon with flames rising up in the background. Quigley hopes to earn money with a part-time job to buy booster packs to increase his card collection and further his commitment to the game. He remains committed to the game because of what it does to his confidence.
It boosts my self-esteem because recently I've been doing really good in tournaments. I've been getting high places. So I see it as a personal booster for yourself.
And he says it has also helped him in the classroom.
Since I've been starting to play it, my math skills have improved greatly. I think every kid my age should at least learn the basics of Magic to help with math.
I got the pairings for round one. Michael, you got the bye. Not Quigley. Quigley, you're playing Josh.
The evening's tournament was the third of four played that weekend. Each tournament featured cards from the new expansion set unveiled at Galesburg's For the Win. Participants built their decks from the cards and the booster packs they were given. Saturday night's tournament drew just 9 players. The night before had 30 combatants, with Mike Moore claiming victory. The 23-year-old works at the Schwann's Warehouse in Macomb. Moore was introduced to Magic the Gathering in fourth grade. He says it gave him a chance to hang out with older kids and adults.
My brother did it. My dad did it. The older kids at school I hung out with did it. So it was just kind of like an association, like, hey, learn how to play this so we have someone to play with, you know? And it was just fun. It was something. And that's always what it's been for me. It's been something I can share with people.
Moore says the game provides an even playing field, which is something he enjoys.
There is really no one best deck. It's even shot. Everything has a check and balance, and it's fun. It's different. It's changing, evolving. It's never the same game.
Moore's victory came as a surprise, as the deck he played was not expected to win. That showed him that even an experienced player like himself can still be a student of the game.
I'm someone who's been playing it for 13 or 15 years. I still learn stuff by playing people, and I don't get knocked for not knowing something. They're happy to share, and I'm happy to do the same for them.
Kevin came in third. He's also getting 3. Where's Kevin?
Yay, Kevin!
Magic the Gathering has created tight-knit groups like the one in Galesburg and a massive community worldwide. The game's maker, Wizards of the Coast, says more than 12 million people play the game. To date, it has 17 base sets and more than 50 expansions, providing plenty of cards to collect. More sets and expansions are planned for release as far ahead as 2018. And as long as the cards are released, the players at Galesburg's For the Win will keep collecting them and keep using them in local tournaments. They will also keep trading the cards, helping each other grow as players and as a community. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.